Jess is going to talk tonight, so come on up. And before she talks to you guys, I just want to pray for her. All right, let's pray. God, we come to you tonight, and I'm so thankful just for your love for us, and that, you know, even though when life can get crazy and we just feel like we're at the end of our rope and we just don't know what to do, that you're there with us and you're comforting us. And you know, just as the song says, we pray for rest, and we know that you're going to give it to us. Tonight, I really just ask that you speak through Jess as she presents just your word. Open our hearts and our minds that, you know, you're going to be able to move through us in a way that is real and that is going to affect our lives. We love you so much. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for coming, guys. It's really good to see all of you again. I know I've seen a few of you here and there, but it's good to be back in one place together and see some new faces and make some new friends. This semester, we want to explore a little bit of who Jesus is. Most of us have heard Jesus, and we probably have heard different things about him, but just want to explore together who is Jesus. Before the break, some of you guys heard Mark and I talk a little bit about the birth of Jesus, which is often known as Christmas, so, and just the hope that that brings and what that means for us. So I want to talk now, starting the semester, we're going to kind of break each week down into, there's seven things that Jesus says he is in the New Testament. So he starts off by saying, I am ... all these different things, so seven different things. And today I want to talk about when Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So, what does that even mean? How could somebody be bread? I mean, Jesus is a human. He was the Son of God. How could he be bread? So, we're just going to explore a little bit about what that means. If you think back to, in school, we've talked a little bit about, like, the three basic human needs. So, I don't know, does anyone know what I'm talking about when I say the three basic human needs? We say, like, food, water, and shelter. It's no coincidence that food is at the top of that list. It's like our number one need to survive. So bread is a food, right? I'm going to pass around a basket here. It has some bread, so just take a piece. Don't eat it quite yet. Just kind of hold on to it and bear with me for just a couple minutes. So bread is probably one of the simplest foods that you can get. It's accessible. It's simple. Even vegetarians eat it, so it's kind of a non-exclusive food. It nourishes us, it fills us up, it keeps us strong, it keeps us alive, and it's part of our basic need for survival is just that food, that basic staple. It's so funny that there's like these three things that we need to survive, but we seem to make it much more complicated than that. Think of all the things in our life that are beyond those categories of just food, water, and shelter. I mean, how many of us can go like a day without living with our phone? We think that's like such a necessity. Or even just social media. We're always checking up on Facebook to kind of, I know I do this, I'll say, I'm making a confession here. The temptation for me is to like go on those social media sites and kind of see what other people are doing. And what maybe I'm not doing that they're doing, and compare myself to, oh, well, they're doing all these great things, you know, shouldn't I be doing those good things? And they're going to all these fun places, shouldn't I do that? So we look to kind of those things to fill us and to make us feel not empty. You know, we try to feed ourselves in these different ways of, could be, you know, drinking to try to forget life's pain, or seeking the approval of friends or family, or trying to achieve things to make us feel whole. That's another thing I struggle with, is trying to achieve things and that to give me identity. Like, look at what I achieved, look what I did. And to me, that I try to search for that to fill me. But at the end of the day, I generally find myself just wanting more and like looking for the next best thing to fill me, to make me feel not empty. I'm sure there's some of you that can identify with that. It's a pretty human thing that we all go through. But it's just momentary satisfaction when those things kind of enter our life, and yet at the end we're left hungry again. We're left wanting more. I'm going to read a piece from John real quick for you. It's John 6:27. So Jesus says, "Don't waste your energy striving for perishable foods. Work for the food that sticks with you, food that nourishes your lasting life, food that the Son of Man, Jesus, provides. He and what he does are guaranteed by God the Father to last." To that, everybody said, "Well, what do we do then to get in on God's good works?" Jesus says, "Throw your energy and your hope with the one that God has sent, Jesus. That kind of a commitment gets you in on God's works." They waffled. Why don't you give us a clue about who you are? Just a hint of what's going on. When we see what's going on, we'll commit ourselves. Show us what you can do. Moses fed our ancestors with bread in the desert, and he says so in scriptures. He gave them bread from the heaven to eat. Jesus responded, "The real significance of that scripture is not that Moses gave you bread, but from heaven that my Father is right now offering you bread. The real bread. The bread of God came down out of heaven and is giving life to the world." And they jumped up and said, "Master, give us this bread now and forever." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. And the person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more forever." That's pretty amazing to me. And it's just Jesus identifying himself as this just basic thing to fill our human need for survival is bread. And he's saying, "I am the bread of life. I am that number one thing that can fill you. I'm the thing that's going to leave you feeling satisfied and not hungry after, you know, all these other things wear off. I am the one that's going to be still with you and filling you." So Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." I think of all the time that I've spent working towards these, as he says, perishable foods, which means foods that aren't going to last. They're going to spoil. And all the time I waste in my life doing that, and probably others too. And he makes it so simple, just saying, "I am the bread of life. Fill yourselves with me. Find your identity in me." So I have a couple of questions for you guys, and just questions that I've been asking myself lately. So what do you complicate your life with? Like I said, I complicate my life with all these things I don't really need, but I think I do, you know, having my phone by me all the time, or checking Facebook every 5 seconds to see what the latest and greatest is. At the end of the day, it leaves me feeling kind of empty, because it's not fulfilling. So what do you do to complicate your life, and how do you stray from that simplicity of just needing that food, that nourishment? And then where do you seek to get your fill? What maybe are the things that you're filling your life with, but at the end of the day you're like, "Wow, I still feel empty for some reason." And do you find yourself feeling empty at the end of the day? Maybe just asking yourself, why? And what can I find to leave me not feeling that hunger at the end of the day? Like I said, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." And that is something that it's kind of hard to process, but I just want to encourage you guys, like, we're walking through this together. We all struggle with different things and similar things. So if you guys have anything that you want to, any ideas or thoughts that you want to bounce off, any of the leaders are available to chat with at any time. So just think about those things. Why don't we eat the bread together and just try to understand what Jesus was saying when he said, "I'm the bread of life." So go ahead. And then let's pray together. Now there's stuff on my face full. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time together. I just pray that you've opened up our hearts to whatever you want us to hear tonight, that you're working in our hearts, that you're working through us, and just help us to acknowledge that you are what's going to fill us at the end of the day, that you are the only thing that can fill us with that basic need for food. Let us look to you for that nourishment. Thanks for all these people here. Just so thankful for each individual person and their uniqueness and their beauty and their creativity. And I just thank you for bringing them here and building these friendships together. Help us as we head home and throughout our week to just have an amazing, amazing time. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. Zach, you want to make a couple of announcements?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Can I have that hat? All right, guys, I have a couple of announcements. If you haven't been, we always go to breakfast once a week. It's pretty awesome. What was that, Daniel? We're going to do it on Friday mornings from now on. And this week, we're going to do it at the high school. So check our Facebook.
For which room we're going to be in.
We're going to meet at the high school so we don't have to drive back and forth. And then you won't be late for class. With that, we're going to bring Panera there. So if you can bring $2 per person, you'll get a bagel and a cup of juice, which is even cheaper than Panera. Right, Daniel? Oh, Muffies.
Maybe we'll
work on Muffies. Okay, so Friday morning, 6:30. Look for our Facebook time or room number.
I'll shoot it out to you.
Next week, we're going to do club with another club. It's called Capernaum. And Capernaum is Young Life for people with special needs. So it's going to be a really cool opportunity to meet other people in your own school or in the community. And look for posters where that's going to be and the Facebook. And now,